Welcome to the Unfiltered Empowered Woman. I am your host, Ellen, and I am a female empowerment coach. That means that I help you stop people-pleasing, stop being controlled by anxiety and overthinking, breaking your bad habits, and stop letting food rule your life. It's time for you to take your power back and become an empowered woman. In this podcast, I will show you the unfiltered version of myself and my guests. You know, the stuff that we can't put on Instagram. I want to show you how living unfiltered means you can take that power back and live a truly empowered life. Now let's dig in. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I am doing a binge eating podcast today because it's something that I've gotten so many questions about lately. And if you follow my socials, you know that I'm doing a lot of workshops at the moment for other coaches who want some extra support for their clients to help them overcome binge eating. So, you know, I wanted to do another podcast on this. Like when I first started podcasting, most of my episodes were about that. So if that's something that you're really interested in, definitely go back and have a look at those episodes. But this one will be a solo episode, as you can tell. And I want to start off with sharing my own personal story. And then I want to share just some like red flags to look out for, like, are you actually a binge eater? And then I wanted to give you also some tips for how you can start overcoming binge eating yourself. So I'm not going to go as deep as I did for the solo episode, my first one, because if you want to listen to my whole story, just go back and listen to that. Like that covers like anorexia, orthorexia, binge eating, like everything. But this is more just binge eating episode. So I want to just really zone in onto that. So otherwise we'll be here all day. So when I was struggling with binge eating, I remember so vividly that Monday to Wednesday would be spent like hating myself, like making up for what I'd eaten. I would overexercise. I would, barely eat anything and spend hours and hours in the gym. Like I was doing CrossFit for a bit of it. And I remember sometimes I'd do like the workout and then I'd stay back for like an hour or 2 hours and just do sprints on a treadmill to make up for what I'd eaten. And I remember that I literally wasn't happy. Like I didn't allow myself to even think about eating something that was not just like salads until my weight was back down to what it was before the weekend. Like I remember sometimes I would drop back down already on the Tuesday morning, and I remember I was just like ecstatic. I would be so happy with myself, and then I would be a bit less rigid with my diet for the next few days. But like my goal was always to get to Friday and be like less heavy than I was the week before, and like that barely ever happened because I obviously binged every weekend. And when I would get to Thursday, like, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I would have this in my mind. I'd be like, I don't need to binge. Like, that was the last time. Like, I feel so motivated. I feel so dedicated. And like, yeah, I got this. Like, this weekend is going to be different. And then I would get to Thursday and I would start, like, my body would feel really run down from not eating and training so much. And I would start getting cravings and be like, maybe, you know, if I just have like a few pieces of chocolate, or like I'll just buy like a snack pack of like Kit Kat, and then, you know, that will be my snack this weekend. And because I don't have anything else at home, then I won't binge. And that would be like my idea going in, like my plan going into the weekend. And then Friday will come around, and sometimes I would be out like with friends or something, and I would, like, as soon as I come home, I'd be like, I'm gonna brush my teeth and then jump straight to bed. And I would wake up Saturday and be like so happy with myself because I hadn't binged. But sometimes I would go out with friends and I would start feeling that guilt creeping in, and I would basically leave my friends to go home and eat. And or I would come home and I would have had a couple of drinks, and, you know, that common sense or that, you know, rational, the willpower, the conscious mind would be completely out the window, and I'd just be like, fuck this, I'm gonna eat ice cream. Or sometimes I would go into the weekend with like having planned my binges. Like I would literally wake up like at 3 or 4 in the morning on a Saturday, be so excited to start eating that I couldn't even sleep. Like I just want to get up, and I buy like those like 4 packets of scones. I think it was Coles or Woolworths or something that had them. So grocery stores in Australia. And that was like the ultimate thing for me. Or like I'd go to like Baker's Delight and get like the white chocolate or the blueberry ones. And as soon as I'd wake up, and I'd always wake up super early because I was just so excited to eat, I would just like pop them in the microwave and have heaps of butter on there and just eat them all and feel super sick after, because like 4 scones in like 10 minutes. And then I'd still like, I would feel sick, but I wouldn't be like super full. So I'd have like Biscoff and half a jar of Biscoff. And then I'd be like, oh my God, I hate myself. Take myself for a walk or force myself to go to the gym and come home and feel like a little bit better about myself. And then the evening would come around and I would start feeling those binge eating urges again. And, you know, there were so many times that I had plans, but I cancelled them because I was like, nope, I just need to eat. I just want to stay home and binge. I don't want to do anything else. Like, it's okay. Like, if I binge tonight, and I will just like not eat tomorrow, and I would plan out like how little I would eat on the Sunday. Like, I would put in my fitness pal to eat 1,000 calories or 800 calories to like make up for that night. And that's kind of how I would justify my binge eating. So I would cancel my plans. Or so many times I would just like open the freezer and take like the ice cream out of there and eat it with a fork standing up with the freezer open, because I was like, I'm just gonna have a little bit. Like, if I have it with a fork and if I have the freezer open, I'm just gonna have a tiny bit, and then I close it and that will be it, and it won't be a binge. Do you think that ever worked? No, it never worked. Every time I did that, I would just end up eating the whole packet, and then that whole packet would turn into the whole loaf of bread or the whole tub of Nutella or cook pasta. And like, I didn't even really like, but I don't really like just pasta, but it doesn't matter. Like, when you're binge eating, you do not care. Like, yeah, you probably start off with those high calorie foods, but towards the end, like, you don't give a shit about what food it is. Like, you just need to get to that feeling of feeling so full that nothing else matters. And there were so many times as well, like, the amount of money that I've spent on food is like a joke. Like, because the amount of times that I would go like drive to like purposely not have any food in the house, so like in my mind I won't binge then. But you don't care about that. If you have a binge urge, like, you don't give a shit. So I would literally drive to McDonald's and get like a family size meal, and then drive to another McDonald's and get another family size meal, and like make up stories as well and be like, yeah, you know, it's for my partner or it's for my family, like, we're having a big meal. Like, there was no family. There was just me. And then drive, if someone was home, I would just drive to the middle of nowhere and eat it there and then throw the rubbish in someone else's bin. And if I was alone at home, there were so many times I remember I would sit down in the lounge room and I would start eating, and then I'd hear like my roommate pull up like the door or the car or something, and I would just like quickly like grab all my food and run into my room and just, like, I just didn't want anyone to know. Like, my worst nightmare was that anyone would know what I was doing. And fuck, this went on for years, like 10 years I did this. And it was definitely at its worst, like, towards the end, before I realized that this wasn't healthy and that it wasn't normal to wake up every Monday with a food hangover. Like, I think I deep down knew, but because I had convinced myself for so long that you know, this wasn't wrong, because if I owned up to it and if I actually asked for help, then it meant that it was something wrong with me. And that was just so scary to me to think that. So I finally got help and I finally started addressing, you know, the underlying reasons, like why I was binge eating and what I was trying to escape, and started understanding how to stop. And guys, this was not a nutrition coach. Like, this was an actual mindset coach. Like, I'd done so much work on myself, you know, read a gazillion different books, listened to so many podcasts, worked with so many coaches. That's what helped me overcome binge eating, not getting on a stricter plan. Like, that, if anything, that made the problem last longer, because it was basically like me putting a band-aid on a dirty wound and just, yeah, temporarily stopped the bleeding. But the longer the band-aid stayed on there, the more infected the wound got. So it actually made the problem worse. So if that's what you're doing, stop it. That's not good. So that's my story in a shorter 8-minute version. So if you can resonate with this, I want you to, like, these are like a few things to look out for, like, if you think that you are a binge eater. So the first one is not being able to stop until you're physically ill. And I don't mean throwing up. Like, yeah, some people do throw up. And, you know, if that happens quite regularly, then that it's more likely that you have bulimia. But if you just throw up sometimes, or sometimes you just eat so much that you literally can't keep the food down, yeah, sure, that's binge eating. But again, like, it doesn't have to be something that happens all the time. Like, for me, I think I only threw up maybe once or twice. For me, it was most of the time just about getting to that point where I was so physically full that I couldn't, like, even drink a drop of water because I felt like I was gonna explode. And it's something that happens while you're alone. Like, when you go out for dinner with your friends and you have pizza and then you go for ice cream, that's not binge eating. That's just eating a bit of extra food. Yeah, sure, like, you might feel a little bit guilty. We might be like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. But, like, these foods were literally created so that you would wanna eat more of them. The purpose of chocolate or pizza or burgers, it's not to freaking fuel you. It's for you to enjoy it. It's for you to want to eat more of it. So don't beat yourself up and say that you binged or that you've done something wrong when you've eaten a bit of extra chocolate. That's literally the purpose of the chocolate. But yeah, binge eating is not something that you do when you're with other people. It's like, you wouldn't see a meth addict shooting up in front of everyone else. Like, yeah, maybe when they are down in the trenches and they barely even know what they're doing, sure. But when they start with their addiction, like, when they are still aware that this is wrong, they wouldn't do that in front of other people. Just like, you know, addictions is something that you do when you're alone. And that's one of the reasons why they're so hard to break, because that voice in the mind becomes so strong and tells you that you don't need anyone else and you're the only person struggling with this and you can work through this on your own. It's not that bad. And telling people will just make them think that, like, they're gonna judge you, they're gonna hate you, they're gonna think you're weird, they're gonna leave you, they're gonna think there's something wrong with you, it's like you're broken, and that you don't need anyone else. Like, this is the most enjoyable thing in your life. And when you think that, you're not gonna recover because you've given all your power away to your addiction. This is what it's so, like, why it's so dangerous. I think the biggest difference between overeating and binge eating is how you feel before, during, and after. So before you binge, it's like you get this, like, hyperfixation. Like, you just need to eat that food. It's the only thing that matters. Like, it doesn't matter if you're late for work. It doesn't matter how much it costs. It doesn't matter that your kids are in the back seat and you, like, in the shops. Like, it's the only thing that matters for you at the moment. It's just like the world will end if you don't eat. That's what it feels like. And then while you're eating, it's kind of like a feeling like an autopilot. Like, it's almost like you're watching yourself and you just physically can't stop yourself. It's like, I know I shouldn't eat, but I just can't stop. Like, that's what it feels like. And then after, it's always followed by this intense feeling of shame and guilt and feelings of failure. Like, why did I do this? And it's like so consuming. And most of the time also filled with a lot of anxiety, which triggers our need to control things and plan for something in the future of, okay, well, if I just plan ahead, then that would relieve that anxiety a little bit, that would relieve that guilt that I'm feeling, because I have a plan for how this is not going to happen in the future. But what this plan is really doing is it's keeping you stuck in that fight or flight state. It's keeping you stuck in that suppressing mode when you're not allowing yourself to truly feel what it is that you're feeling. And it's actually not helping you at all. Binge eating can be on any foods. Like, yeah, sure, you might start off binge eating on chocolate, but towards the end, like, it could literally be on anything, because you just want to get to that feeling of feeling so incredibly full that you just can't, like, do anything else. So, like, when I was at my worst, like, I would literally eat dry pasta out of the packet. Like, I just wanted to get to that feeling of nothing else matters, and all I can think about right now is how full I am. Like, that was literally my goal. So, you know, a lot of people ask me, like, oh, how many calories is it? And that doesn't matter. Like, it's just a large amount of food. Like, what is a large amount of food for me might be not be a large amount of food for you, or vice versa. And also with the with this as well, like, it's like, don't care so much about the calories. Like, it's more about how you feel before, during, and after. The calories don't really matter here. Like, that's not what it's about. It's about what it feels like, what it represents for you on the inside. So I also want to give you some tips for how you can start overcoming your binge eating. So one thing that you need to understand with binge eating is that, yeah, it might feel like a habit, and that's because you have engaged in it for so long now that your brain has recognized that, oh, she's feeling stressed, or she's feeling angry, or she's feeling sad, or whatever it is that made you stop binge eating or stop binge eating that you couldn't deal with at the time. Like, this might be years ago. You might not even be able to identify exactly what made you start binge eating. But your brain knows. Like, you can't just delete something out of your nervous system. You can't just, like, push the delete button and it goes away. Like, your brain will always remember this. And if you have felt a heavy emotion like that, and couple that with maybe like a thought of not feeling good enough or not feeling loved or being afraid that someone's going to leave you or financial stress, like whatever it is that that thought is, once you've done that enough times and you have binged whenever you felt and thought like that, your brain will just create a shortcut in your brain that goes to this behavior so that it no longer has to think. So it's just gonna go, oh, she's feeling sad, or she's having this thought. What did we do last time we felt sad? What did we do last time we felt angry? What did we do last time we had a feeling like this? Oh, we binged. Okay, cool. Well, she's done this enough times now, so obviously it's something that is important for her survival, something that she wants to keep doing. So let's just create a shortcut so we don't have to think about it, and we can spend this precious energy that we have working on important things that actually matter. So this is what happens, and this is how it feels like a habit for you right now. It might not feel like it's a thought leading it. It might not feel that there's any emotion there. It might just feel like you just drove home from work and you stopped at KFC on the way home and you don't know why you did it. But what this really tells me as an expert is that your nervous system is dysregulated. When our nervous systems are dysregulated, we do not understand what is going on in our mind, and we do not understand what is going on in our bodies. When we are in a calm state of rest and digest, the parasympathetic state, we can actually connect. We can understand what our bodies are trying to tell us. But because you've been binge eating for so long, you have created an addiction to that fight or flight state, and that has become your new normal. This is when you need to kind of sometimes stop the bleeding and do a more of a body up approach before you can start working, understanding what is truly going on in your mind. But because I don't want this podcast to go on forever, I'm not going to go into that. I'm just going to go through what you can do when you have identified the thoughts in your mind. So how do we start breaking this behavior? Well, we first of all need to identify what is the trigger. Like, when are we actually binge eating? Or when are we actually self-sabotaging? Like, what is it that makes us binge? Is it when your boss yells at you? Is it when your partner threatens to leave? Is it when you had a fight with your partner? Is it when your kids are being little assholes? Like, or is it when you see someone dancing on Instagram and that really triggers you? Like, what is the trigger? Like, backtrack from last time that you binged and try and remember what triggered it, like what happened before. And then I want you to identify the thought or belief system behind this trigger. So instead of just thinking, oh, it was that girl's fault, or my partner shouldn't have yelled at me, that made me mad, what does that actually represent to you? Because it's not actually about what's going on right here, it's about what's going on the inside for you. So how did you feel about him saying that, or her saying that, or she, that person doing that on Instagram? What does that say about you? So, for example, this could be that you don't feel good enough, or that you're not beautiful, or that you're never going to be loved. And then I want you to identify, what is the fear behind this belief? Maybe the fear is that you're always going to be alone. Maybe the fear is that you're never going to be skinny enough. Maybe the fear is that no one's ever going to think that you're beautiful, or that you're never going to be good enough. You know, what is it that you're so afraid of? What is this thought representing that is so scary for you? Then I want you to think about, what is this behavior actually costing you? So holding on to this binge eating, what is this actually costing you in your life? Maybe you're gaining weight. Maybe you feel like you can never attract a partner. Maybe it's stopping you from going on dates. Maybe it's stopping you from going on social events. Maybe it's stopping you from having a social life where you can make friends. Maybe it's stopping you from going to the gym. Maybe it's stopping you from saving up to your dream house because you're spending so much money on food. You know, what is this behavior actually costing you? And if you go back to the second point of what is the thought or belief here, what do you think that you would need in that very moment? So all the behaviors that we do, everything that we do as humans, everything that we engage in, we do them because we have a positive intention with it. So you have to understand that you started binge eating because at the time you were getting something positive out of it. And that might have been like a distraction. That might have been a numbness. That might have been a sense of connection. That might have been a sense of, dopamine hit. Like that is, you're going to get a huge dopamine hit from it. So if you go back and you look at your binge eating, what do you think that you are getting from it? Like what is the payoff for you? Because there's a reason that you're still doing it. There's a reason that you're still holding on to it. As humans, we don't create behaviors because we want to feel like shit. When we create these behaviors, we do have, like, they do represent something positive for us. For example, if you're at home and you start texting random dudes or go on the dating apps and match with a bunch of people, the reason that you're doing that isn't because you want to engage in self-sabotage. The reason that you're doing that is, it could be, obviously I can't read your mind, but this could be, for example, that you're feeling lonely and that gives you a sense of connection. It could be that you're having the belief that no one's ever going to love me, and that kind of matching with someone or going on dating apps gives you a sense of connection and hope that, you know what, well, that guy likes me, or he thinks that I'm beautiful, or she thinks that I'm beautiful. It could be that you are feeling bored and you need a distraction, because when you get bored, you start having these uncomfortable thoughts that you haven't had in a very long time. And it's very scary for you to sit with those. So, you know, as you can probably tell by now, I haven't even mentioned food here. Like, it's not about the food. Binge eating has nothing to do with food. Like, yeah, sure, you're eating food. That's true. But that doesn't mean that food and meal plans are going to cure your problem here. So what I want to finish off this podcast with, so it's a very short one today because I am doing a solo one, as you know, and because I want to kind of make these bit more bite-sized for you. Like, I don't want them to go on forever. I want them to be small, and so that you can listen to it and then you can go back and you can listen to it again when you need it. And yeah, so I know that there's so many of you that reach out to me on social media and that you're very scared that you're going to fail another program and you want to sign up, but like, what makes this different? But freaking, have you listened to this podcast? Like, there's no other podcast that has this kind of information. Like, there's no other person that treats binge eating the way I treat it, because what I teach is completely unique. It's not just a one-size-fits-all. Like, it's a combination of all the things that I've studied, plus my own experience, plus the experience I have from coaching women like yourself through binge eating. And that's why no one does what I do. But if you want to learn from me, then I have either a self-sabotage workshop that is specifically designed for coaches who want to learn my methods, and I have also created a binge eating workshop that is for everyone, and I will link that to in this episode. It's going to be on the 31st of March at 6 p.m. Sydney time. It will be online and it will be recorded, so if you can't make it, yes, it will be recorded, but there will be special benefits for everyone who is attending the workshop online. So make sure that you put aside that time, lock that off in your calendar right now. Pause the podcast, block it in your calendar, the 31st of March at 6 p.m. Sydney time. This workshop will give you my secret method that I use for my clients to stop binge eating. I have so many people message me saying that they've stopped binge eating simply just from watching my workshops or from listening to my podcast. That could be you. And you're also going to get some special surprises if you are attending the workshop live. So I am really, really excited about this. Like, something that I really want to work on this year is being able to give back more. So doing free stuff like that really is, yeah, something that I really want to grow. And I really hope that I get to see as many of you as possible there. And yeah, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. As always, please make sure that you do take a screenshot, you share it on your Instagram story, you tag me, you let me know what you thought, or even if you just send me a message and saying that what you can take from it, or if you have any questions, because I can see that you're listening, and like, it makes me so happy to see that the podcast is growing every single week. It's like, yay, even if it's just with a few people. It means the absolute world to me, and you guys are amazing. You're my family. You're my girls. You're my girls. So thank you again for listening to this episode. Make sure that you do go and sign up for the workshop. I will link it in the show notes. If you have any questions about it, just shoot me a message on Instagram. I've tagged all of my accounts as well in the show notes. So just shoot me a message if there is anything that you have questions about. And I will see you next week and then in the workshop. Yay! All right, bye guys.